Hello and welcome to Feminine Fire, a podcast where spirituality meets soulful business strategy. I'm your host, spiritual life and business coach, Bec Cazillo, here to help you ignite your inner fire and step into the highest vision for your life and business. Join me as we explore what it takes to get out of your own way, uplevel your worth, master your mindset, and build the spiritual business of your dreams. If you're a spiritual woman ready to create a life and business that truly sets your soul on fire, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. This is Feminine Fire. Hello, how are you? I am so excited, as always, to be here. I have a short, potent, and spicy episode for you today, so let's get straight into it. Today's topic is one that is hot on my heart. If you're here listening to this podcast, if you've clicked on this episode, I'm going to go ahead and assume you know mindset work is important. And if you've been a listener for a while, you know that mindset is one of the core pillars of my work. It's something I talk about all the time and something I support all my clients with. Mindset is such a big part of the game of business. Mindset and strategy. It's not one or the other, it's both. And when you have a goal of creating consistent cash or any sort of money goal, you'll likely be focusing on your money mindset. You'll be reading the books, you'll be doing your affirmations, journaling on your money blocks, healing your money stories, writing down your goals, creating your vision boards, and listening to abundance meditations and mantras, whatever doing the work looks like for you. But here's why this is hot on my heart at the moment, and this also might be slightly controversial. Let me know. I think a lot of the time we go about mindset work all wrong. And I say we because I know I have done and I do this too. So here's what this looks like. Despite doing what we call the work, you're still yet to see those money goals reached. You still haven't found that place of consistency in your cash flow, even though you've been doing the work on your mindset and you're tearing your hair out, being like, I'm doing all the things. Why isn't it working? Why? So let's talk about this, because there are two different things I see happening here, two different sides to the coin, and I want to speak to both. On the one hand, maybe your money mindset isn't the biggest issue right now, and you're looking for problems where there aren't any. Now, this happens when you're rehashing the same shit over and over in your journal, and you're using doing the mindset work, and I say that in air quotes, as the excuse to not take action. Like, I'll just sort out my mindset first before doing the thing. No, what you actually need to do is take action and move forward. There is only so much thinking you can do to shift your mindset. Journaling will only get you so far. What I find to be true is that the biggest mindset shifts come through taking action. The act of doing brings the mindset forward, because often it requires actually facing your fears, stretching beyond your comfort zone, doing something new and something that maybe feels uncomfortable to then shift that mindset. That is where the mindset magic really happens. So journaling and some of these other practices are really great for processing your thoughts and emotions and uncovering any blocks and doing some of that initial work to really identify what's going on for you mindset-wise. But often the way you shift them is through action and actually just going out there and doing the thing. If I can give you a non-business example here, let's say you want to get good at running. You might have some mindset work to do around believing that it's possible for you, believing that you could be a runner. But you can't just do the mindset work on its own and get good at running. You actually have to go out there and practice running. The same is true in business. Yes, there is more than likely some money mindset work that's going to support you here, of course, but you can't expect to get good at making money if you don't go out there and practice making money. It requires action too. And not just busy work, but actual needle-moving action. The action that brings in clients and customers and makes sales, which in my experience is usually the action that you've been avoiding. So my first question to you here is, what have you been avoiding doing in your business? And is that something that is actually going to result in clients and customers coming in sales coming in? Let's make that a priority. Let's stop avoiding those things and actually focus on those needle moving actions. And if you do find yourself busy with all of these mindset practices, but you're not actually getting anywhere, you're not seeing the results you want, you're not creating consistent cash, then you need to shake things up a bit and get moving. You can't keep trying the same thing over and over, hoping for a different result. So the question I pose to you here is mindset actually the problem, or is it your lack of action? So that's the first thing. On the one hand, maybe your money mindset isn't the biggest issue right now and you're looking for problems where there aren't any. On the other hand, if it is your mindset, maybe you're not doing the actual mindset work you need to be doing. Like you're doing your abundance affirmations, you're listening to your nightly hypnosis, but maybe you're ignoring the actual limiting belief or block that's holding you back. And I won't lie, this can be a really hard pill to swallow. This can be a really hard truth to face and can actually be really challenging to see for ourselves when we're in it. It's one of the reasons why I love having a coach that understands the importance of mindset work and knows how to support you with it. Because sometimes you just need your own self-talk reflected back to you so you can identify those blind spots. And I'm speaking from experience here. I'm not immune to this, and neither are my clients. They're called blind spots for a reason, right? What I see here so often is people thinking that the mindset that's holding them back is one thing, when actually it's another. So for example, you might think the mindset block is that you need to believe that it's possible for you to make 10K months. You know, right now, you don't believe that's possible for you. When actually, the bigger mindset block is that you don't like selling, or that your audience aren't buying right now, or that you're worried what everyone else will think of you, or insert other belief here that is actually the thing holding you back. Like, yes, it might be that you need to work on believing that it's possible, but you also need to be working on some of these other things that are going to result in a changed behavior, a behavior that's actually going to support you to create the result that you want. If this is the case, or you suspect it might be the case, my recommendation here is to have a conversation with your coach or your hypnotherapist or your healer, someone who has an understanding of mindset and can support you with this, and ask them to help you identify these blocks, to identify these blind spots. Often all it takes is an honest conversation about why you believe you haven't hit your goals yet, and someone who can ask you the hard-hitting questions to identify those pesky little mindset blocks that are so hard to see for ourselves. Because if you're going to invest your time in doing the mindset work, you want to make sure it's the right mindset work. And when I say right, what I mean is the mindset work that's actually going to shift things in the direction you want to go. And don't get me wrong, I am a big fan of mindset practices, of journaling and affirmations and hypnosis and EFT and the rest. But really, these practices will only work if you've identified the actual thing holding you back and you're willing to let it go, make a change, and you're actively working on shifting it. Not just through mindset work, but also through taking action and just doing the damn thing. I told you it was a spicy episode today. So that's the second thing. Are you doing the actual mindset work you need to be doing? Now, the final piece I want to leave you with here is around expectations. Your expectations of what mindset work will actually do for you. What is your end game here with quote unquote doing the work? Because yes, you can 100% rewire your subconscious beliefs and create a more supportive mindset for yourself in the long term. But that doesn't mean you won't have negative thoughts ever again, or that things won't feel sticky for you in the future. I know we so often talk about mindset work being an ongoing journey and a process, but sometimes, even though we know that intellectually, I think we hold on to this hope that it will be a one and done thing, that we will release these negative thoughts and we will never have them again. But it's just not like that. In my experience, the mindset work is more about the skills that it equips us with. It equips us with the skills to move through stickiness faster, to help us identify those blocks that are coming up with more ease and approach things with a more abundant, solutions-focused, half-glass-full kind of mindset. So don't make yourself wrong for experiencing mindset blocks or finding things challenging or sticky at times. Don't make yourself wrong for doing the mindset work and still not being where you want to be yet. Look at the expectations you have on the mindset work that you're doing. My hope is that today's episode has really given you some food for thought and perhaps a different way of looking at the mindset work you're doing right now, and making sure that it is actually supporting you in the way you need it to be. Mindset work for the sake of mindset work is not a vibe. The whole point is that it's supporting you to shift what you need to shift and then help you move forward. It's not something that should feel like a chore. It's not something where you're just going through the motions or where you feel like if you don't do XYZ practices today, then you won't ever create the results you desire. Or that if you haven't created those results yet, that it must be you need to do more mindset work or that you're not doing it right. That is just not a thing. And it's also just a lot of pressure to be putting on these mindset practices and yourself. For sure, mindset work is important, but let's not hold it so tightly. Let's ease some of that pressure. Now, before I sign off, if you are serious about creating consistent cash in your business this year, and you know that both mindset and strategy are important, then I want to remind you that enrollment is currently open for Confident Consistent Cash, my 4-month program to build your confidence and create consistent cash in your business. And the reason that confident is in the title and the tagline is because mindset is a big piece of this puzzle. I'll work with you over 4 months to support you to become a confident business owner and to create cash consistently in your business so you never feel like you're on that income roller coaster again and you are really, really clear on how you can consistently grow your income. Now, this isn't just an online course with no support. I will teach you everything you need to know to create consistent cash confidently, and I'll support you over our time together to put it into practice and implement it in your business. And I've created it in this way because that level of support is what I know is required to get the results that you want. We kick off on Monday, the 27th of May, 2024, and we already have some incredible women in for this next round. So if you are in this with us, amazing, head on over to betcazillo.com/CCC, that is betcazillo.com/CCC, to find out more and sign up. You can, of course, come on over to Instagram and have a chat with me first at @beck_Cazillo. I am here to answer any of your questions and support you in this decision. So if your goal is to get to that place in your business this year where you're creating consistent cash, I would absolutely love to have you with me. Amazing. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode today. I love you. I appreciate you. And I will see you next time on the Feminine Fire podcast.